Back to Australia, and authorities are investigating whether dozens of Fijian workers who pick fruit on farms in northwest Victoria are victims of human trafficking. The probe comes as politicians in the region call for an amnesty for people working in the horticulture industry illegally. Leonie Thorne reports.
The Sunraysia region in Victoria's northwest is famous for its table grapes, oranges, almonds, and other horticultural produce growing along the Murray River. It's a place where thousands of foreign workers come to work on farms during harvest season. But the local MP says the region's got a poor reputation.
We've got some chronic issues relating to worker exploitation in our region.
Ali Kupper is the state MP for Mildura.
It's not doing us any favours. We have not a particularly good reputation in the industry, and it's something that I think hurts us. It's the stuff you would imagine happens in other countries, certainly not in Australia, and absolutely certainly not in our own backyard.
Authorities are currently investigating what may be a case of exploitation of Fijian workers. Police were alerted to it in September when a group of Fijian nationals who were working in northwest Victoria travelled to Sydney and asked the Immigration Department for help. It's believed they came to Australia to work on farms months earlier. The Federal Police is investigating whether any may be victims of human trafficking offences, specifically deceptive recruitment and labour exploitation. AFP Detective Superintendent Jane Crosling.
We are conducting a range of investigations both here and in Fiji to establish what type of offending's taken place. But more importantly, we've identified a number of people that may be victims of this type of crime, and we've importantly put some protections around them, and they are safe.
The AFP isn't confirming exactly how many people are involved or what the exact allegations are. They say it's an ongoing investigation. But the ABC understands dozens of people from remote villages in Fiji each paid a travel agent in their home country to organise plane tickets and visas for Australia. Mildura man Lasuma knows the workers and helped put them in touch with authorities. He thinks they were given tourist visas, which don't allow you to work in Australia.
To my information, they have been tricked into paying some money to a recruiting bank in Fiji.
Authorities raided two properties in Mildura last month as part of its investigation into what happened to the Fijian workers. They found 19 people working on invalid visas, but none identified as victims of exploitation. Detective Superintendent Jane Crosling says it's hard to put a finger on how widespread cases like this are because people don't always come forward.
They might be fearful of retribution from their home country. They might be fearful of their visa status being brought into question. But we would still ask that they come forward so that we can put certain protections in place and that we can investigate where appropriate, and we can also ensure that vulnerabilities in this environment are addressed.
AFP Detective Superintendent Jane Crosling, ending that report by Leonie Thorne.